We're so used to this world of instant gratification that we forget that healing takes time. We have access to literally everything in just a few taps on our phones, and as soon as we feel any bit of discomfort, our first instinct is to look for distractions. Because that's what's easy, or we look for answers on how to get rid of this feeling as fast as possible, and we forget that you can't rush healing. So because it's not as fast as we want, we start to invalidate ourselves. We start to minimize ourselves because they have it worse, or you'll tell yourself that you're strong so you don't have a right to feel these emotions. And we fail to realize that we're literally doing what our parents used to do to us when we were too young to know how to regulate ourselves. So because that's what we learned, when we feel sad, our first instinct is to invalidate ourselves or to self-sabotage instead of sitting with our feelings, which leads to looking for more distractions, whether it be in other people or scrolling for hours on social media. Then we wonder why we don't feel better. We give ourselves these timelines on when we expect to feel healed by, and if we still feel any bit of pain or sadness in a few months' time, we beat ourselves up about it. We judge ourselves, we wonder if something's wrong with us instead of looking at the problem. We forget that healing takes time. And the more you rush it and put all these timelines on yourself, the more you're avoiding being present, and the more you're avoiding your problems. Sometimes it's as simple as letting yourself be, whether that's sad, angry, scared, uncomfortable, or anxious. Get rid of your expectations. Healing is just as much in your body as it is mental and emotional, and your body doesn't know time. Some brotherly advice. The more you try not to feel, the more everything's going to build up until you have no more space to put it, and it'll all come out at once. You'll start projecting it onto everyone, and you'll be angrier, more reactive, and you'll have a lot more work to do. So if you want to get out, the only way out is through, and it's going to take time, but it doesn't have to take forever. It just has to take as long as you need. So give yourself the time that you need, because sometimes you'll feel horrible and you'll keep on working on yourself and feel the best you've ever felt, and out of nowhere, it'll hit you again. And that doesn't take away from your progress, it just means that you have more work to do. Healing is a long journey, and sometimes you'll feel on top of the world and sometimes you won't. That's just how it is. It's like standing on the beach watching the waves come in, crashing against the shore only to go out again. It's the ebbs and flows. So don't rush it, because one day you're gonna look back and you'll notice how far you've come.